Good evening. Welcome to our Wednesday evening service on the 8th of April, 2020. Good to have you with us. Just wanted to remind everyone that for these broadcasts on Facebook, you can type a comment at any time, and everybody else who's on will see it. So if you want to share a prayer request, if you want to share a praise, type it in as a comment, and everybody else will see it, including me. And we can share them back and forth just to remind everybody of what needs prayer. So please keep that in mind and continue to pray one for another. Many requests that were shared on Sunday, and continue to pray for our country, pray for our church, just pray for God's will in this whole situation. But again, thank you for joining us tonight, and we're continuing our study in the Gospel of John in chapter 6. And it's a very important passage for Christians because it's just a reminder that we are not saved by works, but we're saved through God's grace and as a gift. So we'll begin there in John chapter 6. If you want to turn your Bibles, let me grab mine. Go to John chapter 6, and we'll start in verse 22. And we'll read down through verse 37 of John chapter 6. The Bible says, "The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one wherein two his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were going away alone. Howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias nigh to the place where they did eat bread, after that the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. When they had found him on the other side of the sea, they came unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat man in the desert, and as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I say unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. So this is the work of God is the title of our message tonight in John 6. Let's pray. Lord, give us wisdom. Use your word in our hearts. Thank you for the technology to be able to meet this way during this lockdown. And Lord, I pray that we'll listen, we'll learn, the Holy Spirit will use your word in our lives now to grow us, and that you'll be glorified, and we love you, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So as you can see, a lot of the crowd that had enjoyed the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, they were basically chasing after Jesus, but as Jesus knew their hearts, he said, You're following me now, not because of what I'm saying, but because you want more free food, if you will. And they were a bit confused how Jesus got to the other side of the sea when they didn't see him get into a boat. But that's because, remember, he walked on water out to the ship in the middle of the night. And so Jesus here in verse 26, he says, "You seek me not because you saw the miracles, because you did eat of the loaves and were filled." So they were seeking Jesus for the wrong reasons. And you know, still many people today seek Jesus for healing, for blessings, and that's okay, but they need to seek him for their salvation, for their eternal destiny first. But, you know, we saw it over, if you go to Acts chapter 8, verse 20, we see it in Peter's ministry, this wrong motive. Notice chapter 8 of Acts and verse 20. Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money." Peter here rebuking someone who thought he could buy the Holy Ghost. And here these people were following Jesus for food, essentially. Not because he worked a miracle, not because he spoke great words, not because he was powerful, but because he gave them a free meal. And they thought, well, if we keep following him, maybe we can get another one. So that's when Jesus brings this great point across in verse 27. He says, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth." Labor not for the meat which perisheth. In other words, don't be focused on things that are not going to last. And of course, how much of the world is focusing all their energy and time on things that are going to burn up? But notice down in verse 31, the people said, "Well, our fathers did eat manna in the desert." In other words, there was some miraculous bread from heaven. God just rained it down out of the sky. And Jesus is essentially saying, "Well, I am that bread. I am the manna." And of course, we'll study that further when we get later on in the chapter when Jesus gives his discourse on being the bread of life. But Jesus here is trying to help them understand that we're here not to focus on earthly things. We're here to focus on heavenly things. So if you go to Matthew 6 and verse 19, Jesus drove this point home as well. Go to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19. Turn over there in your Bibles. Look what Jesus is saying. "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." We're not here to labor for things that won't last. As God's children, we're here to labor for things that will last, and that's what he means when he says that we're to lay up treasure in heaven. Because everything that we see is going to burn up. If you go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, we'll see this. Go to 2 Peter 3, verse 10. And God explains that all that we can see and touch and feel and hear here in this earth, other than people's souls, won't last. Notice 2 Peter 3, 10. "The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up." So, it's all going to burn up. But sadly, even Christians often labor for the wrong things. They labor for God's favor, which we already have. They labor for earthly things, rather than labor because of their love for the Lord. And remember when he talked to Peter on the seashore, and he said, "If you love me, feed my sheep." So Jesus says, "I don't want you to be laboring for this meat which perisheth. I don't want you folks to be following me because I might give you some free bread and free fish. I want you to be laboring for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life." And that meat, of course, is eternal life in Jesus Christ. You know, we're told over in John chapter 10, verse 28, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." And of course, down in verse 37, he says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." So what he's saying is, he's labor not for things that are temporary, things that are temporal here on earth. Labor for what's important. And he's saying to the unsaved, what you need, number one, is eternal life. And after that, to be laboring for the Lord. So notice he says in verse 27, "Which the Son of Man shall give unto you." So this eternal meat that he's offering is obviously himself. And he's saying that he will offer it as a gift. And of course, the Bible tells us in Romans 6:23, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So our salvation is a gift. But when we are saved, we're receiving Christ. You know, the Bible says, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. So, Jesus is saying, labor not for temporal things, labor for eternal things, and you need the meat which endureth unto everlasting life. You need me. You need my salvation. You need my eternal life. So, now the people, they're asking him an honest question, which the world is constantly asking this question from a spiritual point of view. And that is this, verse 28, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? What they're essentially asking is the question, Lord, we hear you talking about everlasting life. So what do we need to do? How can we get that? How can we work for that? And so they're still thinking the way the world thinks, that they can somehow earn heaven, and they can't. But how many people are still trying to earn heaven by keeping the Ten Commandments, by doing what their church tells them to do, by getting baptized, trying to be good to their neighbor, whatever. They're trying to do the work of God. They're trying to earn heaven, and you can't do it. You cannot earn heaven. And if you look over in Romans chapter 10, verse 3, God makes this very clear. So turn in your Bibles over to Romans chapter 10, verse 3, and look what it says. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. The majority of the people in this world today who believe there is a God and believe that there is a heaven, believe that they can earn their way to heaven by one form or another. And that this verse says, no, you can't do it. You're being ignorant of God's righteousness. You're going about to establish your own righteousness. Can't do it. We don't have any righteousness, of course. The Bible says even our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in Isaiah 64. So Jesus is going to answer their question. They said, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus, verse 29, here's our title. This is the work of God. So Jesus is going to answer them as they asked it. What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus says, this is the work of God. What is it? That ye believe on him whom he hath sent. He's saying you can't earn heaven. You can't earn eternal life. The only way you can have eternal life is to believe on the one who is eternal life. Believe on him whom he hath sent. There is no work that we can do to earn heaven. There is no work that we can do to earn salvation. We must believe. And that, by the way, that's the key of this entire gospel of John, is it always comes down to faith, which we've talked about recently in Sunday school. So let's look at some verses real quick that just drive this truth home, that the work of God is faith in Christ. Obeying the gospel is trusting Christ. So look at John chapter 6. First of all, over down at the bottom there, verse 40, this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. So that's God's will, that people believe on Jesus. Go over, if you would, to Romans chapter 4, verse 5, which again makes it very clear. Notice, turn over to Romans 4, verse 5. Look what it says. To him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Just to drive the point home, God says, worketh not. You cannot earn eternal life. You cannot earn salvation. Jesus says, this is the work of God, that you believe on him. And most of us know Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. The next verse says, not of works. You cannot work to earn heaven. Titus 3, 5. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. So we cannot earn heaven. Jesus says the work of God is to believe. They said, what shall we do that we might earn heaven, essentially, that we might earn this eternal life, this eternal bread that you're talking about? How can we earn it? Jesus said, you can't. This is the work of God. You need to trust me. You need to place your faith in me. And that's still true today. The only way you're going to earn heaven is to place your faith in Christ. So verse 30, they said, what sign showest thou then? If you're going to tell us these different truths, about eternal life, that we can't earn it, that we can't work for it, even though we're Jews and we've been trying to follow all the law and earn it. Give us a sign. Now, Jesus has already answered this before, and he will again, but the sign, of course, is the resurrection. And if you go to Luke chapter 11, we'll see this. Go to Luke chapter 11, look at verse 29, where Jesus makes it clear what sign they will get. And when the people were gathered thick together, Luke 11:29, he began to say, "This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonas the prophet." So he said, the sign is that Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, and Jesus is going to be 3 days and three nights. I'm sorry, Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly. Jesus will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. So what's the sign? It's the resurrection. So the crowd's not getting it because they still want to talk about bread. Verse 31, "Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, and as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." They say, look, God gave the Israelites miraculous bread from heaven for 40 years. They're basically saying, how can you beat that? This miraculous bread that fell down out of the sky, the manna. Of course, Jesus understands what they're saying. Verse 32, "Then said Jesus unto them, Verily I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven." In other words, you guys are wrong. That bread didn't come from Moses. He says, "My Father giveth you the true bread from heaven." That bread came from God. And we get to the New Testament, and it tells us that Jesus is our manna. So it's not what man gives you. It's what God can give you. And yet, how many people today would rather follow a cult, a religious system that says if you will do all of these things, you can earn heaven or you can earn a kingdom. Just follow our list and we'll give you what you're looking for, which is your eternal destiny settled. No, man can't give you those things. Man can't forgive your sins. Man can't give you salvation. Only the Father, as it says in verse 32, can give you the true bread from heaven, which, as we'll see later on in the chapter, is Jesus Christ himself. He is the bread of life. And he says there in verse 33, "The bread of God is he, which cometh down from heaven." Jesus saying, "I am that bread." Now, we won't talk a lot about that now because, again, there's an entire discourse later on in this chapter. But Jesus Christ is the bread of life. And he says, verse 33, "He giveth life unto the world." Jesus came to give us life. He says in verse 47, "He that believeth on me hath everlasting life." Jesus came to give us life. John 10:28, "He came to his own and his own received him not." Sorry. Anyway, he came to give us eternal life. So, verse 34, they said, "Lord, give us this bread." The crowd isn't getting it. They're saying, "Lord, we like the sound of this bread that lasts forever. Give it to us. We still want lots of food. We still want lots of free food. We're not really interested in a changed life. We're not really interested in the eternal spiritual things. Give us this bread." Verse 35, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Jesus is talking spiritual. They're talking physical. Now, if you go over to John 11, Jesus explains this in detail, but if we will accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, he will give us eternal life. And if we have eternal life, you know what that means? It means we'll never die. Notice John 11, verse 26. "Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Praise God. If we will receive the bread of life, which is Jesus Christ, and when we're saved, we actually receive Christ, right? He that hath the Son hath life. We will never, ever hunger or never thirst. Now, these are spiritual truths, but what he's saying is we'll never die. And now he rebukes the crowd in verse 36, "That ye also have seen me and believe not. Here I am working miracles. Here I am telling you the truth. Here I am God in the flesh, and you won't believe." says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Come to Jesus. That's the answer. What is the work of God? This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Let's tell as many people as we can. You cannot earn eternal life. You cannot earn this spiritual bread and this spiritual drink. It's Jesus. You must receive Jesus Christ as your Savior to have this assurance of eternal life, and know that you'll never hunger and never thirst, and you'll live forever with Jesus Christ. And notice that last beautiful statement there in verse 37. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Once we do make the decision to come to Jesus Christ as the answer for our sins, we are secure in him. And we'll be talking more about that in later chapters, but we receive eternal life. That means we live forever. As we saw in John 11:26, we can never die. We become children of God. We're adopted into God's family. All of our sins are forgiven. The Bible says in Colossians 2:13, having forgiven you all trespasses. We are kept by the power of God, we're told in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. And we could go on. We are secure in Christ. He will in no wise cast us out. So the people are following Christ because he gave them bread. And they follow Christ now because they want more bread. And Jesus says, you need to be focusing on eternal things. Labor not for the meat which perisheth. That bread just helps you out for a few hours. I'm offering you eternal life. I'm offering you the meat, verse 27, which endureth unto eternal life. And that they aren't getting it. And they said, well, how do we earn this? In verse 28, what shall we do? Jesus said, this is the work of God. Verse 29, you believe. Placing faith in Jesus Christ is the work of God. There is no other way to receive eternal life but to trust the one who gives you eternal life as a gift, which is Jesus Christ. And then, of course, they asked for a sign and pointed back to the manna, which, as we'll see, Jesus Christ is that manna. And he is that bread that comes down from heaven, and he gives us eternal life. And if you are born again, you'll never hunger and never thirst. You're going to live forever. Hallelujah. So this is the work of God. What a great answer from Jesus Christ. And the next time you're talking to someone who believes they're going to get themselves to heaven by following a church or following a creed or following a list of rules or doing things, remind them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. What a blessing. What a blessing. So thank you again for joining us tonight. We'll close in prayer. And again, continue to send through prayer requests and blessings via the comment sections. And we'll see you again on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock in Sunday school as we look at the great doctrine of adoption. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word and the privilege we've had to look at it together this evening. Have your will and way in our hearts. And Lord, if we have accepted you, may we but rejoice that we have that eternal life, that we have that eternal bread, and we'll never hunger, never thirst. Lord, may you give us those opportunities to help others see this great truth, that they can't labor for eternal life. They can't earn it. They can't work for it. They must trust you and receive you. And Lord, help that to just sink down into our hearts, how blessed we are to have the gift, and to offer the gift to others through the gospel of Jesus. Keep us in your care. Keep us close to you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much.